And Jimmy, great to have you on our show here on Sportsnet Overnight on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Big day for the National Hockey League with the next class of Hall of Famers. And Jim, a real treat for us because you're going to let our listeners know who's going into this Hall of Fame class.
Well, I'm going to make a prediction, Norm, because understanding who's eligible, I think this class is a terrific, terrific class. And I think these players are almost inarguable that they belong in the Hockey Hall of Fame. I think that Joe Sakic will go in automatically. I think Brendan Shanahan will go in automatically. I believe that Matt Sundin will go in with flying colors. And I believe Pavel Bure will be the fourth player. So I'm predicting Brendan Shanahan, Matt Sundin, Joe Sakic, Pavel Bure, great, great, great NHL players with tremendous backgrounds, played a long time, all kinds of points, were leaders on their teams. With Shanahan and Sakic, of course, there were Stanley Cups as well. Not so, unfortunately, for Matt Sundin and Pavel Bure, but it doesn't take away from Sundin and Pavel Bure's greatness. They were terrific, terrific players.
Absolutely. And Jimmy, were you surprised that it's taken so long for Pavel Bure to get in? I think he averaged, there's a lot of stats you can look at, but I think on average, he even averaged more goals per game than Wayne Gretzky did.
Right. I think one of the problems I surmise, and looking at his record, he played just over 700 games. Many times, Norm, generally Hall of Famers are around 1,000 games or more. But when you look at his stats, he got more than a point a game. And if you look in the record guide, you'll see that Bure was a tremendous playoff performer. Big, big numbers in a number of playoff games. So, I think he's the fourth of the four names I've mentioned. I believe he's the fourth. But I'm not voting. I'm not on the committee. But if I was, I would certainly put Pavel Bure in with the other three. I think it's a great class of great, great players.
Joe Sakic, certainly I remember, and he did everything well. I mean, he was a great leader, humble guy.
Very similar to the young man we had in Detroit all those years, Steve Yzerman.
Yeah, they were similar players.
Very, very similar, the way they played, the way they carried themselves, and Sakic, Norm, was it two Stanley Cups?
Yeah, yes.
I think it was two.
It was.
Three, it was two.
Yeah, hey, it was.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty pretty good. Matt Sundin, I guess some people weren't quite sure, and I think what held him back from being even more dominant was for his time in Toronto, he never really, other than for maybe a year, maybe two, never had any elite wingers. He had McGillney near the end of his career, same thing with Gary Roberts, but he never, in the prime of their careers, had star wingers to help him out.
Norm, you couldn't have said it more accurately. Very, very true. You know, he played on some good Leaf teams, some teams that went certainly to the Final Four.
Yep.
Under Pat Quinn. He was a leader, really handled himself well on and off the ice.
Yes, he did.
Really good. And you're correct. He didn't ever have any real all-star wingers. He kind of had to do it on his own.
Mm-hmm.
But he made the Leafs competitive.
Yes, he did.
Sundin made the Leafs competitive and played a long time. Lots of goals, lots of points, over 500 goals. I think he'll go with.
All right. Now, you, of course, firsthand got to see Brendan Shanahan, key part of some of your Stanley Cups. So what sticks with you the most about Brendan as a player, Jim?
Well, Brendan was one of the pieces we needed. We had in the early 90s, Norm, if you recall, Detroit took several runs that we thought we had Stanley Cup teams, but always would fall short 3-4 times. It was very frustrating. And finally, we made a deal, Paul Coffey and Keith Primo for Brendan Shanahan, and he was a big piece. We brought him in. He could play with Yzerman, and he was a power forward. He had a heck of a shot. He would go in he was hard driving to the net. And the other thing about him was that he was a big, strong guy, And if he had to hit somebody or get into a little bit of a fight, Brendan Shanahan could do it. So, you know, he was a tough guy when he needed to be, and could score goals and was terrific on the power play, Norm. I mean, when we had Yzerman and Lidstrom and Fedorov and Konstantinov, guys like that on the power play, the Red Wings were very successful. But, Brendan's a guy that got well over 500 goals. I think maybe even close to 600.
Mm-hmm. With Jim Devolano, Hockey Hall of Famer. Jim, we started briefly on Pavel Bure. Obviously, in the Western Conference, you would have seen a lot of him playing against your Red Wings. Aside from his speed, what else do you remember about Pavel Bure as a dangerous player?
Well, very smart, very crafty, could really handle a puck, could really motor. He was really, really terrific. I remember our scouts in 89 going to see the young Russian junior team, and they had a line all eligible for the draft. Pavel Bure, Sergei Fedorov, and Alex McGillney.
It's a heck of a line.
Oh, and our players came back raving, and of course, as it turned out, we were able to draft Fedorov, and he was a tremendous player, and Bure, of course, was on that line, and really was terrific.
Jimmy, we'll divert just for a couple of minutes. We know the players are having their meetings in Chicago with Don Fehr, their union rep. One interesting point Don Fehr made was that he's saying that people don't have to worry so much about the September 15th date, because if negotiations are going fairly well, the CBA can be extended while both sides are talking.
Yeah, I think that sounds positive. I think, Norm, that certainly the owners, and I believe the players, certainly don't want any postponement of the season. The owners would like to play, and the players would like to play to get their paychecks. I mean, it's just a fact of life. So they're going to start to talk fairly soon. I know the players, as you say, are getting together now.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand from Gary Bettman that very shortly after, the union will meet with the owners of the National Hockey League, and they'll butt heads, and we'll try to get a deal.
And the free agent period starts July 1st, so I guess with all the cap space, we don't know who your team will end up with, but your team's got plenty of room to add some or several new faces. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're going to attempt to be aggressive, Norm. On July 1, we have to. Brad Stewart, a defenseman, went and left to go to San Jose. The great Nicholas Lidstrom retired. So it's going to behoove us to get involved and try to be aggressive. But saying all of that, we say it tongue-in-cheek because I guess there's no secret that there's a couple of real good ones out there. Everybody hears about them and reads about them. But word is that there are going to be many, many, many teams bidding on the top fellas, and the only thing really I can say is we'll be in there bidding with them.
All right. Well, it's something to look forward to, and it's quite a draft class. And, of course, Jimmy, you're a Hall of Famer, but looks like on this particular group, I guess everybody will say amen.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, as I say, the four names I mentioned, to me, they're kind of inarguable. If you were going to maybe argue about anybody, it might be Pavel Bure, only because he played 700-plus games. But when you look at his statistics, both in the playoffs and the 700-plus games, you'll see that it was over a point a game, and very, very good playoff stats for him. So he was really a Hall of Fame caliber player, but... we'll see tomorrow, but those are my predictions.
Okay, great predictions indeed. One last question for you, Jim. A lot of our listeners would be curious to know. They're hoping at some point in time Pat Burns can get into the Hall of Fame. He certainly was a friend to you and to I.
Yes.
Good guy. Even when he was sick, he held himself up with a lot of class and distinction, didn't feel sorry for himself. So you and I remember talking with him in Florida when he was scout the Tampa Bay Lightning game. So Do you think, I mean, we all hope he'll get in some...
Well, Norm, you know, I believe he's been nominated, I believe, and Norm, I can only talk as an individual hockey guy. We're not on the committee, but certainly if I was and if you were,
yeah.
I know he'd get our vote.